is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Father, we thank you today that we can all testify you are a real God. How loving you are, how faithful you are, how kind you are, how gracious, how generous, how faithful you are. Lord, we know you're real. We feel you in our heart, and we see your hand at work every day of our life. And thank you, oh God, for this chance, this privilege just to worship you and be reminded that we're in a real world. Real circumstances, real situations, but you're still a real God. And you're bigger than any circumstance, any situation, any problem that we may face. So we ask now, God, that you have mercy on us when we make other things bigger than you. Forgive us when we make it seem like you're not real. Lord, we ask now that you be lifted, that you be maximized, and our problems be minimized. May you be magnified in our very lives. Thank you for this worship experience. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for this moment as we are able to bless you in spirit and in truth. Lord, your word says you're looking for real worshipers. And I pray that we become those people in spirit and in truth to give you real, true worship. Now, God, we come before you needing to hear from you. And we pray, oh God, that you will speak a word to us that we might be the better for it. I pray that the atmosphere has been set, that your people are listening with their ears and their hearts to be receptive to what your spirit has to say to us. And I yield myself to you, God, saying, speak, stand, share. And we promise to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Will you save a soul today? Will you change your life for the better? Will you encourage and lift today? Will you do something miraculous in your people's lives on today? May we see signs and wonders, oh God, if it be your will, right before our very eyes, of your saving power, of your healing grace. To you be the glory for it all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord with me. If you're really glad to be here, you're glad to be in church on a Sunday morning, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Stacy, come from. Praise God for this day. To all of our ministers and to our ministry leaders and to all of you, my father's children in attendance here today, to those online with us, we thank God for you today, my brother and my sister. We thank you that you chose Zion to be your worship partner on today. Zion, are you happy to have some people to worship God with you? Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see all of you in the house of the Lord. And we thank God for this first Sunday morning in the month of August. Now, deep folks will say it's the eighth month, time for new beginnings. And so if you are looking for a new beginning, act like you're looking for a new beginning. If you want something new, open your heart, open your hands to what God wants to do in your life. Listen, there's nothing you can do about yesterday. Nothing you can do but learn from it. But you know what? I got a secret for you. God gave you a brand new day today. For you to celebrate, for you to explore what God has in store. I dare you today. I got a challenge. Don't you bring yesterday's trash and miss out on today's treasure. Ain't a thing you can do about yesterday, but live beyond it, learn from it. Now celebrate what God might have in store for you today on this hour. This is the day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you today. God bless you. Turn with me if you have your copy of God's holy word with a device or with the Bible. Turn with me to the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4. As we are looking to celebrate, this month we celebrate our church's anniversary, 119 years of God's grace and favor on this house. I thought I was in the right place. 119 years of God's grace and favor. And the shout for me is, none of us were here 119 years ago. And if it goes another 119 years beyond, I'll be the only one here. Y'all gonna be gone. And we'll still be giving God the glory some 119 years later, because God is in charge. And God's hand has been on this ministry, and we thank God. We want to celebrate all month long. We want to thank God. Are you glad to be a part of this church family? I don't mean no harm, but are you glad to be a Zionite? All right, then. All right. All right. Talk to me. And so the Lord gives us a special series of sharing we're going to do this month. And pray that God will meet us in these moments. 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning in verse number 1. And the word of God reads thusly. Y'all found it? It's in between 1 Kings and 3 Kings. If you go into 3 Kings, you went too far. And you're in the wrong book. 2 Kings chapter 4. I saw some folks looking for 3 Kings. BTU is fundamental. 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning at verse number 1, where the God reads thusly, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And then he said, Go, borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Get as much as you can. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. Mama, we done got all we can get. And all stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Go back with me, verse number 2. Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Do me a favor, I don't bother y'all too much about this anymore, but find you two people and tell them it's in the house. It's in the house. If you receive that already, give the Lord a praise. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. But the word of our God shall stand forever. It's in the house. Lord, hold your boy. Beloved, we have what we need. But here's the challenge. Do you understand you need what you have? I'm going to try that again. You have what you need, but do you have a lot of value on what you already have? We are blessed today for so many different reasons. Individually and collectively, you and I are blessed people. But we never take inventory of how good God has already been in our lives, and realize that you got it better than you think you do. Problem we're having is that we're sometimes thinking that better is based on someone else's house, someone else's income, someone else's possessions, But when's the last time you took inventory of what you have? Your lack is somebody else's prayer. Somebody wishes they had your problems. Somebody wishes they had some of your concerns. You might not have a mansion, but you got a roof over your head. May not have a Lincoln, but you got some on four wheels getting you from point A to point B. May not have steak and lobster, but you do have something to fill your belly. Today our challenge is to be thankful for what God has already done. And before you ask God for anything new, be able to thank God for what he's already placed in the house. God's word to somebody today, beloved, God's going to use what you have, not what you're going to get. But if you start appreciating what you have, you'll be able to get what you need with what you already have. You got to learn how to thank God today for what you have. And you church folk ain't go like this, but thank God for who you have. You got brothers and sisters who love God and brothers and sisters who love you. And we got to get beyond the point on Sunday morning bypassing it, rolling our eyes and not speaking because you just be missing out on who's in the house. There's some power in the house. There's provision in the house. There's a miracle in the house. There's healing in the house. There's breakthrough in the house. I don't need to go to the potter's house. I got a house of my own where I can find love, I can find power, I can find God's grace. It's in the house. I didn't come to holler, I just came to encourage that it's in the house. And we can't go another year being ungrateful. We can't go another day acting like God ain't good because you're doing better now than you ever done in your life. Please today don't judge your worth by what's on your bank statement. Please today don't judge your worth by how many cars in your garage. Today all I need to know is one thing. Do you have some oil in your life? Is God living in your heart? Is God living in your soul? If you got God living in your house, today you got some oil. It's in the house. We've got to adjust our mindset. Here's our challenge. Y'all listening or y'all done shut down? You got to adjust your mindset from a value assessment. We don't have a lot of value for what we already have, and we value something that we don't even need. We've got to adjust our value system. We've got to adjust and then thank God and assess what we already have, but we're too busy coveting something else. The grass is not green on the other side. You need to adjust your windows. We keep thinking that where we are is not good enough, yet God won't let you leave. You devalue what's familiar. That's why the saying goes that familiarity breeds contempt. And that's why we can sit here amongst each other day in and day out and never smile, never shake a hand, never hug a neck, never pray for, never lift. But then with somebody of a different texture, someone of a different ethnicity come around, and some of a different denomination, or somebody we think is all that, now all of a sudden we want to put on airs and act like we're all that and act like they all that. But you deserve my best, and I deserve your best just because we belong to God. It's in the house. You don't need, and you ain't gonna get no new people. I was in a conversation the other day, and I was talking to somebody, and I said, look, ain't no sense in me asking God to send new ones, because I got to go work with the ones I got right now. And I thank God for everybody God sends to me, because there's one more than I deserve to pastor. And you and I got to get beyond ourselves and stop looking at YouTube, looking at TV, and judging what that looks like by what we really have. There's a word that goes forth here. There's the power of God here. There's power of God in your life, power of God in your home. It's in the house. We have everything we need already in the house. But many of us are just like this woman, this widow woman. You're so broken that you become bitter. Because of life circumstances, I just got a little bit of oil. What's in your house? Nothing but some oil. What's in your house? Nothing but some oil. It's counterproductive. That's a contradictional term. Which one is it? Nothing or all? I'm going to try it again. What's in your house?
nothing except some all. Well, which one is it? Nothing or all? Third time might be a charm. Man of God, ask this woman, what's in your house? How can I help you? But before I help you, I want to know, what do you see? And I want to look at not only what you see, I want to see how you see. And based on how you talk, the man of God realized she don't see what she got. Because she says two contradictory things. She says, I got nothing and I got all. You can't have, you got to have one or the other. Because if you got nothing, what that all doing there? And if you got all, you can't say nothing. Well, now bring it here. Some of us don't see it all. We see nothing when we see what we have. But today your challenge is to get away from nothing, because if you got something, if you got some oil, if you got God's love, if you got God's word, you got what you need. Matter of fact, you got something left. Most of you can testify today, you living off leftovers. You hadn't even gone to your spiritual freezer and thawed out the last blessing, the last miracle. Sometimes you got to look at what God's already done as a reminder what he can do now and what he can do tomorrow. If there anybody in Zion who can look in their spiritual cupboard and see blessing and see favor and see provision and see power. Well, all right. It's in the house. Everything we need, Zion, it's in the house. Oh, it ain't gonna be at the bank. It's got to start in the house. And when you understand what's in the house, you ain't gotta worry about what the bank say. When you understand what's in the house, it don't matter what the board say, it don't matter what the government say, because when the oil is in the house, something go shift, something go happen. Y'all ain't feeling me. Y'all ain't feeling me. Oh, we got to get beyond norm. You know what I'm finding out most the most? Much as we in church. Sit down, because y'all ain't gonna like this. I appreciate y'all helping me, but I don't want y'all to get accused. Because it's gonna get ugly in just a moment. You know what I'm finding out? We in church every week, all year long, and don't want nothing. The Lord sent me a spiritual fax this week. At the end of the day, most of us talk this game. But when it's time to put this thing, put one foot forward, we don't want nothing. And here's one of the reasons why. You think it's your all. You have a problem understanding ownership versus stewardship. You think it's yours, which means you think it begins and ends with you. And you don't understand who provides the all. And it does not matter the quantity. I ought to thank God for the quality. Artex, let me hurry. Artex, this lady, this widow woman, has two sons, and her husband has died. Husband, many think it may have been Obadiah. Many think he's one of the prophets who Elisha has been schooling, has been teaching from this particular university, or this particular school of the prophets. And the man has died. Now, as I give you context, understand it's a very tough time in Israel. It's tough economically, it's tough politically, and it's tough spiritually. The kings of this age don't want God, our God. They are worshiping their own gods and Baal and all these numerous gods that can't help anything. So it's a battle between God, God's people, and everybody else. And they're not just resisting God's people. They're coming after God's people. And they're coming against the men and women of God who are professing God's word, are getting attacked from the left and the right. I'm talking about 2 Kings. I ain't talking about now. They're coming against the men and women of God and the move of God, the people of God and the progress of God. And the backdrop of this is a tough time. And the thing I don't understand that really blesses me, because I don't get it, because if God is that good, why are God's people struggling too? Seems like if they stay with God and do everything right with God, they wouldn't have to deal with the same thing. Here's what I found out. Godly people still got struggles. Godly people go get laid off every now and then. Godly people have to deal with a divorce from time to time. You go to church all you want to, trouble waiting on you sometimes. But that's all right, because you got a word that tells you many are the afflictions of the righteous. But guess what? The Lord will deliver him out of them all. Trouble don't last. Talk to me, somebody. Well, if you believe that trouble don't last always, why are you wasting worship worrying? Why are you wasting work? Why are you wasting your praise time tripping over something you can't change? No how. I double dog dare you, because I love you. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to give God glory in spite of your problem, in spite of your foreclosure, in spite of your sickness, in spite of your issues. If you really believe, it's going to be all right. One way or another. Alright, so this woman, y'all, is dealing with debt, death, and depression, despair. She lost her husband. That's her support. Now there's no way for anybody to work on the land, to farm, and bring any provision to the house. And according to law, if you can't pay the debt, your children have to be turned over as slaves. So her two sons are in danger of being somebody else's property. Now she runs the risk of losing her husband already, and now might lose her children. If she loses her husband and her children, she will lose herself. I'm gonna try it again. Some she could not do anything about. For some reason, her husband died. That wasn't the plan, but it happened. It ain't like they said, hey, in a few years you're going to die, we're going to be good after that. This was before insurance policies. This was before burial. It's just, hey, this man died. And her support system has died, and her future support system is getting threatened to be taken away from her. Puts her in a very distressing situation, because she's on the verge of losing everything. Are y'all still with me? She's on the verge of losing it all, because who done died? Her husband. And who's about to be sold as slaves? Her son, just to pay off a debt that she don't even owe. Bills got to be paid. And in order to pay the debt, he got two strapping young boys that she loved, because they remind her of who died. And she runs the risk of losing more. Puts her in a very distressing situation. Add in, ain't no sense in talking to the king, because he don't love God. You're a preacher's wife. So they've been fighting your husband anyway. Fighting your home anyway. Then, ain't no sense in talking to your governor, because they so busy worrying about money and oppressing people, they making laws that don't help nobody. I wish I had a praying church. Because it sounds kind of familiar to where we are today. Because we keep looking for a president to provide. Looking for government to help us. But I wish somebody would learn how to go to God first and stop going to God last. And when you go to God first, it don't matter what the president say, don't matter what the king say, don't matter what somebody else say or do. When God is your God, every need you have will be supplied. I wish I had about three witnesses who know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got something going on in your life right now, but if it wasn't for God, you'd been and lost your mind, been in the ditch somewhere. Because God is your God, no matter who your governor is, no matter who your president is, no matter who anybody is, God is still your God. Here it is, here it is. I gave you point one. Point one was just simply this: a careful assessment of your predicament. I did all that. I tried to cut across the field, because y'all don't be having time for that. So that was point one, if y'all taking notes. A careful assessment of your predicament. Now, here's what's got to happen. You want God to deliver you? You want God to bless you? Are y'all listening? Listen to your pastor. Be real. Hey, anybody over here? They quit on me. Y'all want God to bless you? Anybody need God to give you a breakthrough? Anybody need God to heal something? Anybody need God to fix something? First thing you got to do is be real. Hey. I love you. I'm coming back. I came back. Hey, anybody need God to move in a special way in your life? Anybody need God to fix some stuff only he can fix? The first thing you got to do is be real. Everybody's joining together. Hey, if you want God to move by his spirit and fix your situation, the first thing you got to do with your deep self is be real. Ma'am, you done gave me, we understand her problem. And did you notice something in the text? She ain't rebuked nothing. Baby, she a preacher's wife and a family woman. She's a mother, and she ain't done a thing. And when this trouble come to her house, she ain't say, I rebuke that. I don't receive that. Well, guess what? It received you. Y'all ain't ready for your boy right now. Deep folks, I don't receive that. Guess what? Check that mailbox. And look at the envelope kind of like that. And that thing got a window. And that window ain't a window of heaven. That's a window from the bill processing center. And it's got your name. And guess what? And so in case you can't get slick, what else it's got? Your address. Because sometimes you put in somebody else's name, but it's still going to your house. Yeah, some of y'all, I'll get there one day. Y'all paying bills and your name ain't on it because you can't get nothing in your name. But it's still coming to your house. Poor child, 2 years old, ain't got no credit already. Can't get started. Poor little poop, can't do nothing when he get 18. Can't get a credit card because mom and dad done ruined it. That boy been paying for water since he been 2 years old. Different story. Different sermon. You gotta know how to be real. Hey, it's real. Troubles, trials, it's real. And I need to help y'all today if I can. You can't church your way out of it. You church your way through it. Okay, don't miss me. You don't church your way out of it. You church your way through it. Can I tell you sometimes why I praise harder than I do other times? Because some hell I'm dealing with is harder. Y'all don't want to be real. I don't praise God because I'm perfect. I praise him because I know I'm not. Lord, deliver me from a church who only got to have perfect praise. No, I'm not how to give God perfected praise. I got some struggles, but my hand's still lifted. I got hell all week, but I'm still here. Trouble on my trail, but I'm still giving God praise. Anybody learn how to give God perfected praise? Yeah. Here it is. It's a conscious assessment. This woman says, I got trouble. I lost my husband. I'm about to lose my sons, about to lose my house. It's a careful assessment of your predicament. If you want God to bless you, if you want God to see what's in your house, you got to look at what's in your house. Ham. You want the Lord to come look in, but you ain't looked in there. Because you don't want to deal with your reality. Can I tell y'all something? I gotta move. Can I tell y'all something? My soul on fire. Can I tell y'all something? Nosy people knows it because they ain't looking their own business. Because see, if you really understand your life, I'm going to spend 6 months minding my business. And the other six stand out of somebody else's. Because by the time I get to 6 months work, here comes 6 more months of problems. I don't care who's sleeping with who. I don't care who household. I don't care who called over there. I don't care who ain't talking no more. I don't care who child doing what. My child crazy. That's why I got to lay hands on my child. My child done lost his ever-loving mind. I ain't got no reason to be talking about somebody else. Let me tell you something. When you really mind your business, you ain't bored. Anybody can tell the truth. I'm just trying to keep this thing together. I know how close I can come from sanity to insanity. I know how I can go from loss to gain. I don't care what they doing on social media. I don't care who went and ate a steak. I don't care. Don't ride by there. You're going to see something you don't want to see. You gonna mess around and see a car from your house and somebody else's. Because guess what I learned? If you look for enough trouble, baby, you will find it. Best thing for you to do, mind your own doggone. And the church said. Do you see anywhere in the text, y'all, where this widow woman is talking to other widows? We're finna find out in a minute she got some neighbors. But do you hear her saying anything right now about what the neighbor problem is? And see, that's why y'all don't have a lot of joy. Because you're always in somebody else's. And then you measure your happiness by what they got going on. Oh, they got their garage fixed, so I don't have a garage. He ain't got a car. So what you need a garage for? Oh, her kid got a 4.0. Mine got a 0.4. Guess what you need to do? Stay home. And read a book to your children. You so busy in the streets, worrying about what somebody else's house got going on, and you neglecting your number one ministry, which is your house. And then when trouble comes, you want to compare to somebody else. You ain't putting the work in they putting in to maintain their house. You ain't putting the work in to maintain that marriage. You ain't putting the work in to maintain that home. You ain't putting the work in because you so busy riding and looking at their business. I'll preach by myself. I'll preach by myself. I might lose my whole church today. I might. This might be my last day. Mind your own business. You get so caught up looking at other people, looking for all, and neglect your own all. Y'all ain't like that. Let me move on. Conscious assessment of your predicament. You ain't gonna like this one. Because now you need to talk to credible assistance for your problem. Knows what the preacher told you. Don't just seek assistance. Talk to somebody credible. Now, credible is a $2 word that means somebody who can help you and not hurt you. Watch this. Here's my shout. Y'all ain't gonna shout. Matter of fact, I ain't going to shout by myself. I need every minister to stand with me right now, wherever you are. All my men and women of God in the house. All right, thank y'all for standing with me. You better have got up. Thank you for standing with me. Sip, when did you confess your calling to a minister? Anyway, y'all with me? Y'all standing with me? Watch this. The woman has a financial need in a political climate that's tough. Sociological need. But she talks to a preacher. I'm going to try it again. That's why I told y'all, stand with me. She got financial problems. She didn't go to the bank. Family problems. She didn't call Iyanla. Some laws have been made that's going to threaten her home. She ain't called her nearby senator. She said, because if I keep calling each one of them, that's a new bill. So how about I call a one-stop shop that can cover all? I might get my finances, but it ain't got to do with my family. I might get my family, but it may not help my finances. It may not. So how about I call my father? And he'll send somebody with a word that can help me with my home. I'll be glad when we get beyond all this mess and this self-help foolishness and these TikToks and get back to the men and women of God who God has placed over our life. All right, thank you, ministers. Y'all see it? Verse 1 says, she cried out to Elisha. Y'all mad now? Because you can't get delivered from who you disrespect. Man, that tasted mighty good. I got to do that one more time. You can't get delivered from who you constantly disrespect. Ooh, ham. Ooh, ham. Ooh. And here's the problem. It's Elisha. Not Elijah. Elisha is younger. Elisha is doing more stuff. Matter of fact, he's been given a double portion of what Elijah gave him. And this woman say, I don't care who it is, I know what he got. He's got a word that's going to help me with my situation, and I'm going to go to church. I'm going to Bible study. I'm getting somewhere where I can get under God's word and get some help. Y'all mad at your boy? It's amazing how everybody can get in your business but the preacher. Unspoken prayer requests. Don't ask no questions. What's wrong, Pooh? Inbox me. Telling everybody in the break room, everybody on social media, ain't told your pastors or leaders nothing. And then when you make a mess, you know, tow yourself up. Now let me go to my pastor. And it took the preacher to tell you it's something in your house. Everybody else is going to tell you how to bring something new in. But God will show you, you already got something. Y'all know why we get mad at God's people? Because they make us look within. Yeah, I'm in the text. I ain't left the text yet, y'all. The text says she's got external issues. She's looking externally to handle an internal thing. And before the preacher told her, look, come on, let's go to the bank. Come on, let's go talk to the governor. Let's go talk to the king. He said, before we make a move, which you already got up in there. It's some inside you ain't dealt with. And that's why real truth preachers and teachers get in a world of trouble. Why y'all want to devalue men and women of God? It's because they, whether they got flaws and all, they make you look within. And the best thing you can do is just insult them, disrespect them, criticize them, condemn them, scrutinize, lie, whatever you got, set them up, just so you ain't got to deal with the fact it's still something in your house. He ain't no good. Still something in your house. False prophet. You got real something in your house. I really wish I could minister. I really wish I could. It's got to be tough on some of y'all. I empathize with many of you. Who after all the stuff you done said. All the stuff you done. Here you are again. Life has life on you. People have people on you. And you find your stubborn self still. Because life have a way of life in. You go sit down somewhere and hear a word. I empathize with you. I really do. My heart goes out. It's hard stunting. Let me see if I can just get this word, but don't ever make eye contact. Because the eye contact will remind me of everything I said. And the problem you have with real men and women of God is they won't do you like you do them. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, don't even pay no attention. That's why some of y'all get mad. Because you done all day and ain't nobody even said nothing. We led a mutiny. All right. We all say we ain't coming back. Cool. See how y'all looking at me now? All that, was it worth it? Well, Shanice. Mikey, the crooner. We gonna need y'all in just a minute. Because I'm just about in the corner. I can't get my way out of. This lady talked, cried out to the man of God and said, look here, Reb, doctor, you know my husband was a man who loved God. He feared God and he served you. Now I'm in danger here. Now I'm glad she went and talked to somebody who could help her. May I say this to you, or ask a question rather. Have y'all found out that the right problem will kill that pride? Yeah. I'm gonna try it again. I'm a grown man, I'm a grown woman. They put their pants on one leg at a time like I do. The right problem? Hunger cures arrogance. Being broke constantly, that'll kill that pride, won't it, Jonesy? Real grief will calm down that little big talk. Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody credible. Man of God says to her, what can I do for you? Better yet, what do you have in your house? He makes her do something uncomfortable, and that's look at what she sees as a problem. Try it again. The man of God, before he said, Lord, fix anything, he has this woman say, before I do anything else, what do you have in your house? You say you got lack. You say you have a need. So I want to assess what you already have to determine if you really need. Because you might already have. You just need to change your perspective in how you see what's in your house. Because I believe, beloved, all she saw was a pot. And didn't see what was in the pot. She saw a container, but didn't look at the contents. May I upset you? That's what's wrong with us. All we see is just a little pot. That's just old Pastor Ham. That's just old member. They ain't nobody. But come tomorrow by 8 o'clock. Good morning. Good morning, supervisor. How are you? Beautiful weather we're having, isn't it? Come to church, hang around your church, folk. I ain't got to speak to you if I don't want to. Because all you see is just a little pot. Here's your problem, though. That little pot you minimizing got some oil in it. Ooh, and that oil you trying to ignore, that oil you've been disrespecting, that oil you've been minimizing and devaluing has the potential to change your life, to change your children's life, to change your children's life. But you got to get beyond the little pot. Here it is. So when it's in the house, not only do you look at somebody credible, for some assistance, but now, y'all, it's got to be a committed alignment with the plan. You got to commit yourself to align yourself with the plan that the man of God or who God sends to give you the plan. This is what Elisha tells her. Go borrow some vessels. Y'all see that? All right, now you say you want my help. So you want the Lord to come move. So when the Lord tell you something, do it. Or y'all want me to tell you something deep? Ain't no lightning coming till you obey. Ain't no whirlwind. God's trying to take, man, God tell you something every day when you open up that Bible. If you need a thunderstorm to tell you the Lord talking, you crazy. Mm-hmm. I was watching a documentary, this Hurricane Katrina documentary. I really love it. It's real because I'm interested in that kind of stuff. And I was watching these people, a lot of people have been hard on New Orleans. See, it's called that voodoo. And God shut that down. What about people up this way to do voodoo? Voodoo ain't just no New Orleans thing, man. I see some chicken bone arrangement round up this way. Step on a crack, break your mama back. Step on your heel, gotta hit you 3 times. You hit me in my back, I'm gonna punch you in the jaw. That ain't Bible, that's just where I am. Listen, they said, well, that's how come the storm came, because they do the hoodoo down there. You know, hoodoo is more than abracadabra. Disobedience is witchcraft. You don't do what God tell you, that's unto disobedience, which is witchcraft. Read your Bible. So all this old stuff you think don't matter, that may be why, if that's the case, if New Orleans getting it, you better get yourself ready to get it with your disrespect for disobedience, self. Keep rolling your eyes at people that you're going to be needing. They're going to mess around, my eyes are going to roll back. Keep on. The Mormon, he says, go borrow some vessels, watch this, from your neighbors. That means you got to get out the house, go talk to somebody, and explain partially that you got a need. Now, you can't tell them how God go do it. All you can tell them is, I need your help for this phase of my blessing. I'm trusting that God would do it, but I'm giving you the opportunity to partner with me and be a conduit to what God go do. Y'all, it's a two-part thing. Because part of it is public, but then it's private. Go borrow vessels from your neighbors, which means you can't borrow from people that you don't ever pay back. If you don't ever pay nobody back, it wouldn't be a good idea to go ask for no more. Can I get one? Just get free. Y'all ever see somebody that owe you money? In the crawfish line and stuff? Y'all pray for your pastor here. Because I'm trying to have the godly response. Y'all see people that owe you money and they on the trip? You know, the selfie, that bomb, they even have bomb selfies. They done borrowed everything they got to go on this trip. And it don't seem like they have any kind of plans. I'm asking y'all to pray for me. See, I stand before you telling the truth. I just ain't there. I get mad when I loan you some money and I see you balling out of control. That's why I kind of stay off social media a little bit, because when I get on there and see them trying to ball, I be wanting to get in the comments. Liar, 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 bomb, bomb, bomb. Give me my $25. Y'all pray for me here. I be wanting to do it all caps. Y'all pray. Cliff, pray for me, man. Pray for me, Cliff. Where you get Versace belt from? And you start thinking, I invested in that belt. I invested in this trip and didn't even ask me if I wanted to go. I funded the whole trip. Ain't even asked me if I wanted to go. So you gotta have, this is what I'm telling you. The woman, in order to go borrow, y'all listening? You got to still maintain good relationships with people. Mm-hmm. Which means, beloved, you never know who you're gonna need. Is God teaching anybody today? Don't get so churchy and Christian that you can't be kind. It's you today, it could be them tomorrow, it could be back to you the next day. I've never in my life, Bruce Holman, man, I've never in my life seen more people call themselves Christian and mean. If some of y'all go leave out here today, I ain't gonna speak to nobody. You got the nerve to come in here and say you want Jesus and step over your brother or sister. Y'all so deep. Some of y'all so deep. I come here for Jesus. You going out of there and don't say nothing to nobody. And you miss Jesus looking for him. My challenge to you, don't let your problems and your issues cause you to be standoffish. The Lord's teaching this woman a principle here. I know people have let you down, but you got to still open yourself back up to people. Now watch this. Here's what I like. God's going to handle the miracle, but he's going to give us the how to handle the method. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to handle the miracle part. You do the right method. Go do what I told you. Now if you don't go borrow nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. Then watch this. Go get some empty ones. Because I can't fill something that's already full. I can't fill with what I want to do. You got all that trash from other stuff in it. This woman might have been kind of like my big mama. That you could open up a butter container and find rice. You say Cool Whip? Bacon grease. Because all Big Mom worried about was, I just need a container. And I'll put in it what I want to put in it. Y'all missed your shout. It may have something else on the outside, but when God get a hold to it, he'll put what you need to put on the inside. It may not look like much to you, but on the inside of it, y'all, it's something God got to go change lives. See, I'm trying to get you to see something. I see vessels on this front row. I see vessels all over this room. You are a vessel, and I am a vessel that God wants to use, but when are we going to see the value in one another? Now, last time I checked, let me come back. Last time I checked, beggars can't be choosy. I'm hungry. Well, here's a sandwich. Oh, I don't want that. But guess what then? I don't believe you're hungry. I don't eat that. You know, certain kind of rearing gave you a craving. You learn how to like it. Because there is no option. I was a grown man before I realized burgers came with cheese. Because I was told there was cheese in the house. Missed it. I don't know what that extra 25 cent was about. But it taught me a principle. You are, don't get so caught up eating out that you can't appreciate what's in it. I got some Zionites who think that your best word gonna come somewhere else. Your best deliverance gonna come somewhere else. I promise you, y'all, anything you get outside of here ought to confirm what you already got. Y'all don't like it. Y'all say, y'all sit there, I don't have no problem. Go get the word. Anybody you need, go get the word. Go hear somebody, look at somebody, be on YouTube, watch them, follow them. But I promise you, if you really need a word that's gonna touch your life, you better get yourself. It's not about the vessels. It's about, can she be obedient? So her going to get the vessels, watch this, was an act of faith. I trust God enough to do something I don't understand. Because if I had my way, I'd keep this private. Come on, come here, come here, come here with me. Let's tell the truth. If you had your way, nobody would know you need. And some of y'all, that's where you're hitting that wall. Because you want to show up at church and show up to life and make it look like you don't have a need. And many times God will show you who to go get that help with, and you won't do it because now they're going to know you ain't all that. The Lord is ministering up in this place today. Some of you guys be bursting because you want to tell somebody your story, and God will show you who can help you with it. You got peanut butter jelly right there across the way. And you'll sit there because you got a problem with jelly and don't want jelly to know you in the jam. You'll catch that later. Your boy bad, man. Your boy. I'll come back to that. I'm a bad boy, man. Y'all hear that? Peanut butter don't want jelly to know that. Man, I can write that down. Somebody write that down. I'm a bad man, I'm telling you. I just be spitting, man. I just be spitting like that. I'm a bad boy. Now, somebody ain't caught this yet. Jelly and jam, my friends, are closely related items, condiments. Because somebody ain't get it. Somebody ain't get it. What are you talking about? All right. Peanut butter don't want jelly to know they in the jam. And so you're going to make ketchup. Or try to find a jelly substitute. Instead of just saying, look, I need you, you need me. Let's work this thing together and see how God can bless the house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tear down these walls. Stop being so prideful. Stop being so isolated. I need you. You need me. Let's come together and watch God change things. We all are the body of Christ. I'm not the whole body. I'm just a part of the body. But if the arm hurting, the foot ought to feel it. When the foot hurting, the head ought to feel it. We are all connected. One God, one faith, one baptism. We all in this thing together. It might be you tomorrow. Today could be me tomorrow. Now watch this. I gotta go. My soul happy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to help y'all so long. Lord, I'm so sorry. I said I was gonna be good today. I said I would. But watch this. The text says, go borrow from your neighbor, not folks you live next to. I had to give y'all that. I had to. He says, go borrow from a neighbor, not who lives next door. Who lives next door is a position. Neighbor is relationship. And so it's pretty sad to be in 2025 and see all God has done, and we still don't have fruitful relationships. We still don't smile. We still don't hug. We still don't embrace. That's not God's will for you to have power all by yourself. That's not God's will. Zion, that's not God's will for you to be the only one with power. You can't be the only one with a word. Oh, y'all got quiet now. You go everywhere else but home. Because you don't have any relationships. You mean tell me? I got to call somebody in Indonesia. I got to FaceTime somebody in Indonesia to pray about some issues here. They about 4 or 5 times.